Have you seen all those R&B versions of the children songs?
No.
Is that my phone there?
No, that's mine. R&B version of children's songs.
Yes.
Who does them?
I'm about to pull them up now. It is going to be fine tea. All right. So his name is Desmond Dennis, and he has video to every single one of these songs. But you heard of the song Johnny, Johnny, Yes, Papa? Johnny, Johnny, Yes, Papa?
Mm-mm.
All right, so I know you heard Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, right?
Yep.
So, we'll go with Baby Shark, since that's the new vibe, right?
Oh, God. Yep, that is.
And we're all sharks.
What the hell? Is he gonna get to Baby Shark? Okay.
Every single one of the songs is like that. I'm gonna do one more. He got Wills on the Bus.
I mean, it does actually sound like a real R&B song.
Yeah, they all do. Now my favorite song is Johnny Johnny.
Yeah.
I think I can go a little bit farther with this one.
Twinkle little star.
As you can tell. God. All right, again, his name is Desmond Dennis. I don't know who's sponsoring him, but he mentioned in one song SpongeBob, Scooby-Doo, Batman, and all that. So I know he had to get permissions from people. So he's probably funded by someone to be able to go do this. But I just want you to hear that.
Thank you.
Do not get your kids on that, because they will have you playing that all day and you will get it stuck in your head, and then you'll be playing it for yourself sometimes.
Has that happened to you?
Yes.
Is that a real life experience?
The Johnny, yeah. Johnny, Yes, Papa, and Johnny, Johnny, Yes, Grandma songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dancing to a lot.
Okay.
These days. Yes.
All right. Cool.
So let's talk about good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Discussions on the Distraction Network. I'm your host, Holiday, and you heard D talking. So
I'm here again.
He's here. One week in a row, baby.
What? Did I miss a week?
You missed last week.
Oh, shit. Okay. I thought I had two in a row. Damn.
Nah, I like the thing we got going now. But that's a couple of things we're gonna discuss today. We're gonna make them all quick. So let's get to Shaq. So I'll explain the story. So all last year, 2018, Papa John has been going through a lot of controversy. We found out that he was not like the happy-go-lucky pro people person that he...
And you're talking about the owner of Papa John's.
Pretends to be. The owner of Papa John's, Mr. John. John,
what's his real name? I don't even...
It could be courtesy of Siri.
Peyton's friend. Papa John's.
So his name is Schnatter. John H. Schnatter. Born November 22nd, 1960. Oh, yeah. No wonder why. All you got to do is look at the year he was born. Of course he don't like black people.
Listen, everyone born in the 60s does not hate black people, okay? I just want to throw that out there.
My mama was born in the 60s, and she hated black people. So,
well, I mean, I guess we all have personal preferences, I guess.
Yeah. My mom's black, too. It's a shame. Anyway. I'm joking, Mama, just in case you're listening to this. I'm joking.
She's not. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the only people that listen to this is me.
So tell me.
And my other personality.
Yeah, I don't listen to this. it'd be too embarrassing to listen to myself. How does Shaq and Papa John's come together? Where do they merge in history?
All right, so they are starting to merge together starting today. Just to go back again in the past a little bit, Papa John's basically was fired by his board, so he's no longer allowed to be interactive with the Papa John's franchise. So the only thing, well, they paid him off, but they also gave him the ability to pick his replacement. I think. But starting, news started coming out today or late yesterday that Shaq is going to be on the board of Papa John's. So, which makes sense. They need a black face. What Shaq has been over the past, at least the past decade, is he's been a mogul. Like, he's a underrated mogul now.
Yeah, absolutely.
He sold Buicks, and he can't even get in a Buick. So
yeah, but those seats can go way back.
He's apparently partners with the General. Call 1-800.
Oh, shit.
Now.
He is on the General commercials, yeah, isn't he?
So, naturally.
He's been on the foot medicine stuff? He's been doing that shit for a long time.
What's foot medicine?
Foot medicine. The ice powder. Oh, okay. So that, and he's done the foot powder stuff too. Yeah. Gobond.
Okay, look at that. See? He's been doing. And it naturally, when it comes to what Papa John is trying to do as far as the company trying to save their name and get back into getting the black audience, because I didn't know that. I was probably the only person I know. It looks like white people like Papa John's a lot, but I think I was the only black person that liked Papa John's.
Are you asking me if I like Papa John's? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not asking you, but now that we're
there, I'll tell you if I like Papa John's. I very much like Papa John's.
I like Papa John's too.
I mean, out of all like the fast food like pizza places, mm-hmm, right? Papa John's is by far my favorite.
So
like Domino's is shit. Don't even like why? Don't even do that.
They changed their recipe and they fits in potholes now. So they moved up. They are tied with Papa John's now at number two. Pizza Hut is my number one.
The Pizza Hut is good.
Veggie Supreme with olives on that shit.
Are you so? The only thing that Pizza Hut has going for them, and I'm talking literally the only thing that they have going for them over everyone else, is they have pretzel crust. That shit is amazing.
I've never eaten pretzel crust.
Pretzel crust is the best fucking thing on the earth, in the world.
I'm going to try it this time.
It is amazing.
I'm on this diet now, so I might try it sometime in August.
All right. Well, I think it's a limited edition thing, so it'll probably be gone and come back by then. So
okay.
Good. Yeah.
So I'll probably make some time to go get it. It's for research. I could put on a couple of cards for research. Yeah. But Shaq's going to save Papa John's. And so, just for imaginary purposes, what do you think their new motto is going to be with Shaq?
Huh. That's a really good question.
Because
slam it home.
Slam it home. Because now they're probably going to...
Go hard in the motherfucking paint.
They were always pushing for NFL. So Peyton Manning has been a big sponsor, and a lot of football players have chains around. Shaq had some chains. I think Shaq had chains. But now with Shaq being the face, basically he's going to be on the board. He's already famous. He's going to be the face. So they'll probably start focusing on basketball more.
They could, yeah. So, I mean, so wait. So Papa John's has I know that the Louisville, University of Louisville,
mm-hmm,
their football stadium is the Papa John's Stadium.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
So, I mean, they're heavily invested in football.
Right.
I don't know. They advertise like crazy when it comes to football, but that's probably an untapped market. And really thinking about who would be the best spokesman for basically everybody out there to get into basketball, he's probably the best one because he's in literally everything. When he's not making commercials or doing advertisements, mm-hmm, he's sports broadcasting.
Yeah.
He's the perfect person to do that.
Either him or Magic. Magic would be the other perfect person to do it. But Magic's busy trying to make LeBron great again.
Is he?
I was so disappointed in the Lakers season. Well, I'm disappointed in LeBron's season this year. So I'm not a Laker fan. I am a wherever LeBron goes, I go. So, but yeah.
Okay.
But speaking of football, the whole Kaepernick thing is over with.
Is it? Was it? There was a settlement, right? Something about how there was some form of settlement.
It's a binding settlement that's it's non-disclosed. Well, so never come out.
It was. Wait, no. I thought I saw something about how it was just under $10 million or something.
They can't talk about it.
Oh, okay. So. All right. So is he going to have a job? Is he going to play?
Probably not. I think.
Is it because he was not good?
Oh, nah. So here's what an analyst said.
I mean, because you do have to understand that he's like not that good of a quarterback, right?
I mean, he's been out for 3 years.
But
here's what we have to understand.
When he wasn't
though.
Playing.
If he was not good when he wasn't playing, he was still better than more than half of the starting quarterbacks
right,
in the league.
But there are contracts and deals in place. You can't just replace quarterbacks on a whim because somebody comes available.
So 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago the first time? I think it was 2 years ago the first year he didn't play. They replaced probably like 8 quarterbacks that year. And he was never any of them.
But did they replace them with somebody who was better than him? Because,
no.
Again, he wasn't that great of a
Jay
quarterback.
Jay Cutler from the couch to play in Miami. And Jay Cutler was like, hey, I'm not in shape. I'm not ready to go. But they offered me $10 million.
Well,
I'm taking it.
As much as it sucks for him, because could he have played? Sure. Could he have ridden the bench the rest of his life and made a mill a year? Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was good enough to sit on the bench.
He's good enough right now, and
but the problem is,
to sit
is
on
that
bench
the problem is that now, the less advertisement that business gets, because let's think of it's a sport, right? But it's still a business, and it's run like a business.
Nobody
the less advertisement, negative advertisement, or publicity that a business gets, the better. So nobody was going to sign up to get a bunch of publicity to follow around.
All publicity is good publicity.
That's not true.
But no one was pulling their advertisements because of people kneeling. Kaepernick didn't cause any advertisements to be pulled. The only thing was people were saying they was going to stop watching TV. But the numbers show that people didn't actually stop watching football until he was no longer on the field. Which means that even though a certain group of people was complaining about it loudly, it was another group of people that was actually stopped watching it. So basically, the reason why I brought that up is, should I start watching football this year?
I mean,
I don't know.
You could have watched football whenever you wanted to.
I don't know. I mean, I could have.
Is he going to play for the AAF? I know the AAF offered
I don't think he's
to
gonna
him a job.
I don't think he's going to play football because
he probably made enough money now where he didn't have to.
With the settlement being as close as it is, he probably at least got an understanding that he will not play football again. And if he does play for another league, then he will foreclose the rest of his money. And they probably pay him basically what he would make if he would have lived the full career.
Uh-huh.
All at once, though. So.
Right, right. But, yeah, I mean, at the end, it worked out, I guess.
Might be talking about hundreds of millions of dollars.
It very well could be. Because, I mean, it was a lawsuit from the Players Association to the NFL, correct?
Is that how it ran? That was settled, and it didn't go right. His suit that he won was him suing the NFL. Him and Eric Reed sued the NFL on two different lawsuits. They both settled on the same day.
That's probably a better way to handle that situation than trying to get the Players Association, who really, they're not, I mean, they're a union, so they're just trying to get you some form of money to make it better. Yeah. But if you do it yourself, you're going to make
way more money.
Oh, I can tell you,
the Player Association deal, basically, they were promised $85 million, I think. But they had to put up, like, $85 million on their own in order to get that $85 million. The number might be wrong because I'm not looking it up right now, but that's what happened. So they had to raise $85 million in order to put in $85 million.
Jeez. That's...
And Kaepernick just got a big lump sum of money that he can't talk about because it might have been just so big. But
Well, I mean, if it was, you know, he wouldn't, they wouldn't want him to talk about it.
Right.
Because if he talks about it, then everybody else is going to find out, and everybody else is going to try to do the same thing.
Yep.
And so, you know what? In reality, the NFL has now set a precedence for situations like this where they'll just pay you out.
Pay out. Shit, I should
so they just rather you not know the amount.
Go get on a team and kneel.
I mean, you got a lot of work to do to get there, but you know.
Yeah. Oh, man, did I tell you about the time where I was training to be on the Carolina Panthers receiving squad?
Oh, yeah, were you? How'd it go?
What year was that? It was my last year at ECPI, so 2010. And then they signed a good receiver, and then I knew I wasn't going to make the squad.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard when, you know, 6'7", 215-pound solid muscle people come out of college every year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't drop footballs. Well, at that time, I didn't drop footballs. And I wasn't running a 4.3 anymore. I probably like a 4.5, 4.6 then. And I could still run routes. So, yeah, I thought I could have made it. In accordance to the football quarter they had. So I was like, if I don't make the actual team, I'm going to be on their scout team. I knew I probably would have at least made the scout team.
Should have tried.
Yeah. Then they signed some good players, and I was like, nah, ain't no way. Like, but the year before, in like 2009, I think I could have got on the team. Now? Nope.
Good. Your ambition is just great, man.
Nope.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you should have been following. So I'm about to get rid of my Facebook, but if you could go back far enough in my Facebook, yeah, you'll see. I used to take that monster dude. Anyway.
We got another topic to talk about, so why don't we take a break?
Yeah,
we should. And then we'll come back.
Yes, that's what we'll do. How?
What's up? It's Heavy D. Every podcast, we want to come to you with topics that you want to hear about. But that's just it. We don't know what you want to hear about unless you let us know. On Facebook, at DistractNet. On Twitter, at Distract_net. On our website, www.distractionnetwork.com. Or email us at thedistractionnetwork@gmail.com.
Johnny, yes, Papa. Don't eat no sugar.
I want Papa.
Are you telling lies?
No, Papa.
999. And I am back with D. Oh, man.
We're back, and you don't get to listen to that anymore. You got to listen to us now. I know.
Oh, yeah. It's sad. So let's talk about the environment real quick, man.
Okay.
All right, so we have a lot of things going on now that's, I feel like they're distractions to people. One of the things that we have going on now is called the Green New Deal. So we had a quick conversation about just the environment. We had a quick conversation about just the environment, what we talk about, what was going on in the environment. And it brought us to the Green New Deal. And I think we should discuss our opinions on what is going to happen to the Earth in the near future.
All right, yeah. You want me to start?
You can start.
Okay, I'll start. So I think that global warming is a real thing, right? Like, it's a thing. Anybody who says... So, right now, if you say that global warming is not real, I have as much opinion of you as somebody who says that the Earth is still flat. Like, you got to be dumb to not think that global warming is happening, because it's absolutely happening.
But the Earth is round? What if it's like a...
Oh, my God. I can't even deal with you right now. So, God, you threw me off track. This is horrible.
So, we know global warming exists.
Yes. Global warming is a thing, but and it's probably it's a thing because we have kind of treated the planet like shit, and by we I mean the colloquial we.
Yeah,
we all have. Asia's really bad about it. Mm-hmm. Europe's really bad about it. We're bad about it from a factory standpoint, but not really from like a throw your trash in the sea standpoint, like
right.
Most countries are. So we've done all these things to make the temperature change. There's also cycles of the Earth, and the Earth has gone through warmer periods and colder periods.
The flat Earth.
And it may very well be one of those timelines that right. it's falling on as well. So there's a lot of factors that are going into play, but global warming is happening, whether that's by us, whether that's by just a natural cycle of the Earth, whatever, right. it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that we can do to stop it from happening, and some of those things have already gone into effect, like renewable energy, stop using fossil fuels to power things, right?
Right.
I think a big one's going to be Tesla and the inventions that Elon Musk is coming up with, because yeah. he's kind of making those open source for the most part.
Right.
You have to have a lot of knowledge to be able to put it all together and make it something, but eventually electric powered cars are going to be cheaper than gas-powered cars. But, you know, there's a lot of factors still with that as well. Like, most people who are plugging in their cars to their house, they're using energy from fossil fuel burning
right,
power plants. So yeah. it doesn't really have offset completely, right?
Right.
The price is much higher. You're still using fossil fuels for power mm-hmm. to charge the electric car. So it's really not changing anything. But we're going to get there. And I'm hoping, because I'm just a conspiracy theorist, I'm hoping that we don't overdo it and just throw ourselves into a global cooling stage that we then can't control.
Yeah, I think we should get a bunch of science. Well, we do have a lot of scientists who's done the studies. Then we have a lot of scientists that has theories that they're putting out there. I think, like me, I have solar energy right now. So, but since I live in South Carolina, on the county that I live in and the company that I use for electricity, this allows me to completely disconnect from the grid. And I get charged just to be connected to the grid because I'm not allowed not to be connected to the grid. So that's the problem with living in a suburban neighborhood, whatever they call this thing that I live in. But if it was my choice, like I believe in solar power, solar energy. Alternative energy. So, and that's just because I know, like, I'm gonna tell you, like I told somebody today, I like solar energy, I like wind power energy and all that stuff because it's consistent to my pockets. I have to go pay money for gas. $2.35 this morning that I had to pay to put gas in my car, in my truck. And if I had a Tesla, I could pay that money up front for my car payment, but I wouldn't have to put gas in my truck. They don't have trucks in my car. So that's something I'm willing to do.
Your energy bill still offsets. It's not that much difference. You're gonna save a little bit of money on your monthly bill,
my energy bill
but
offsets.
Your energy bill is going to be higher
mm-hmm.
and close to the gas bill that you pay to drive your car around every single month. So there's no real cost offset
right
but
now.
The cars cost more to have an energy car.
Right now, yes, for regular people. But since I have solar power, it's not that much of an offset for me. My prices is not gonna go up that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but do you have enough energy from your solar panels to do all of that?
You
won't have to pull off the grid?
I dropped about $200 a month.
You drop about $200 a month for what?
On my light bill.
To who?
To the county that I'm in.
Hold on.
I don't want to say who they are, but I have an electric
co-op.
You
pay $200 per month.
No. I pay around $86 a month. Before I got my solar panels, I was paying somewhere around $280 to $320
a month in electricity. This is a brand new house
mm-hmm.
that you live in.
But it's 8 people in this bitch. And we throw parties and all that stuff. I have a wife.
Who the hell's leaving the
Nobody
door?
Nobody turns lights off. So
it's
my. But you know me,
most,
though. You
most
know
of
I'm
your
very
power
conservative.
Is from your HVAC yeah. systems and your heating systems
mm-hmm.
because they're constantly coming on and off, on and off.
And my heating system runs off of gas.
So it's your HVAC system.
Yeah, my HVAC system.
280. Jeez. All right.
Huh? And the other part of nobody turns off.
So what you're
light.
Telling me, though, is that you are still actually using some power from the grid to pay $86 a month.
Yeah.
And the solar panels aren't doing enough. So if you buy a new car, mm-hmm. if you buy a Tesla and you plug it in, mm-hmm. you're going to have a higher electric bill because you're already not getting enough power from your solar panels right. that you need.
So I will probably double my solar panels.
So you're going to buy a $40,000 to $55,000 car, put more solar panels up, mm-hmm. just so that way you don't have to burn fossil fuels.
Yeah, but a $40,000 to $55,000 car is compared to about a $80,000 to $90,000 car. And if I put up another $30,000 worth of solar panels, then it's about even.
What $80,000, $90,000 car?
Yeah, a Tesla and a Lexus, Cadillac, BMW, Benz.
But the beautiful thing about gas-powered cars is you don't have to have something just like that. You can pick from all of them, right? So you could buy a Beater for $5,000 if you wanted to.
Yeah,
and not have to buy a Lexus. You could buy any car. Any car.
Why would somebody drive anything ever less than a Lexus?
I mean, you don't drive a Lexus now.
I mean, I was going to pretend like I drove a Lexus just for the purpose of this thing. But
I mean, I screwed you. I'm sorry.
No. But we all know that Tesla is a high-end car, right? Tesla's right. not a regular car. Like, their lowest model, I think they have a $23,000 car, but I know they have a $30,000 car.
So, yeah, but I mean, if you want like the features that you get that you're talking about getting in a Lexus, which by the way, none of them have like a massive iPad in the middle, except you got to get like high end BMWs at that point yeah. or Mercedes Benz,
mm-hmm.
and those are going to run you like $80,000 to $90,000.
Yeah, so in comparison, it will even about out as far as the car purchase goes.
You know how much battery replacements cost in Teslas?
How often would you need to change your battery?
Every 2 to 5 years.
Every 2 to 5 years, right? How often do you need to do an oil change?
I can tell you that the cost of oil changes for over a span of 2 to 5 years mm-hmm. is a hell of a lot cheaper.
But in 2 to 5 years, you would have to get
a Tesla.
Oil changes, tune up, gas, all this stuff will add up. I'd rather every 2 to 5 years to go pay $3,000 to $4,000.
I mean, just go hug a tree, man. It's fine. If you can justify however you want, but what you really want to do is just walk outside right now and go hug a tree. I think it's going to make you feel better about what you're doing with the environment.
All I care about is my pockets. I don't care. I mean, I care about the environment.
Okay, so go buy a Beater.
Because I have kids.
If you care about your pockets, go buy a Beater for $5,000, drive around.
That's what I'm doing.
When it breaks, buy another one.
Yeah. I have the pickup. The pickup was the Beater
and
that
then
I bought
you
for
$5,000. You can buy Beaters over 5 years and pay less money than you would for one Tesla.
Yeah, but then I'm going to have to keep switching cars and keep paying taxes.
Switching
and all
it up, man.
I don't like
Variety
that.
Is the spice of life.
Right now, I got an SUV.
You can go from one Beater to another Beater to another Beater.
Yeah. Or you could just get a Tesla and be chilling. The AC works.
Yeah, until the batteries go out and you start walking to work.
But I also think there is a better way to do even a Tesla. Like, there's a way that you could put solar panels in the car. Have solar panels hooked into a car.
They have things. They're testing on actually making like solar panel like roofs on cars,
mm-hmm.
and they'll recharge through the day. So if you have a longer than normal commute, it can charge while you're driving or while it's sitting in the lot from a one way. Yeah. It can charge throughout the day.
And that's a smart thing to do.
I mean, they're doing all kinds of crazy shit now with solar panels. Like, you can have your whole roof covered in solar panels, but they look like shingles. But they're not actually shingles. They're solar panels.
Yeah, Sun Solar makes them. I forgot who makes them. But, well, I know the parent company, too, that is Tesla. Like,
yeah,
so,
that would make sense.
And the reason why I know is because I called and almost put down the money to get mine done. But then they told me that after I paid them the deposit, I'm still going to need to wait 2 years. Sure. Because they don't have anyone over here to install them.
Wow, okay.
I was like, nah, I need my solar panels now. Huh. So, and my next phase is, you know how like in offices, you walk into a room and it notices you in the room, the motion sensors turn the lights on.
Right.
And turn them off after like 5 minutes or something. Mm-hmm. That's about to get installed in my house too. Come on, motherfuckers don't turn off lights, man.
Kids are just sitting in their room like, waving their arms around.
Yeah.
Daddy won't let us have the lights on.
I'm like, you don't need them. Nah. I'd be tripping over. Like the other day, I walked in the mirror and started talking shit to myself because I left the door open for like 5 minutes. And it was cold. We had the heat on. installed.
Yeah, man.
I love
That's why you have to pay. Still have to pay after having solar panels installed.
But that's one phase of it. We have cars. We have homes. I think
you know what else we have, and I think this is going to be the perfect transition
because mm-hmm.
I know where we're going next. We also have farting cows and airplanes. And that's what the Green New Deal really wants to get rid of, is farting cows and airplanes.
How are we going to get rid of cows when everybody eat burgers?
Exactly. But because
we're cloning all that stuff now.
Because I knew we were going here, right?
I was actually going to factories.
The Green, so when AOC, right? And if you out there in Radio Land don't know who AOC is, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Hey, her initial is my initials backwards.
Yeah.
So I love her.
Nobody cares. Mm. So she, when asked about the Green New Deal, said that the United States was the biggest producer of methane and being released into the atmosphere, and that airplanes and their chemtrails were causing more of a problem than anything else. So she immediately said that
I need to see that.
We have to get rid of planes, right? We have to fix the chemtrails, right? That don't actually exist because it's just vaporized water, but whatever. What she didn't know was that the biggest producer of methane gas in the United States,
right?
In the United States mm-hmm. is farting cows.
I know that.
So to cut down.
That's why I think she knew that.
So to cut down, and when she was questioned on it, she was like, oh, no, that's not what I meant. I was talking about from factories, blah, blah, blah. But if you do the research, cows produce more methane gas that's released into the atmosphere than literally anything else. The next one is chickens. So they have all, and then the one before that is pigs. So we have all this livestock that we
all
eat.
Yeah, we need to get rid of pigs.
They all sit in these barns all day, and they have these exhaust fans that just blows nothing but pure methane gas out of their little livestock barns and right up into the atmosphere. So she wants to get rid of farting cows.
So I see a lot of
and planes.
I see a lot of things that say that she says she wants to get rid of them, but I can't actually find her saying that she wants to get rid of it. So, what was I about to say? I'm gonna tell you a little story since you mentioned pigs, right? And you know I don't eat pigs, and I don't like them. That's why they try to arrest
me
all the time.
You are lying. Bacon is the best damn thing on this earth.
So, as you know, I go. Do you know which way I go to work every day now?
Mm-mm.
All right. I don't want
probably down that back thing. Road to the back entrance.
Yeah,
I got you.
Back road. So on the back road, they have a. On the back road one day, there was a dead hog laying there, right? Over a 3-week period, I watched the hog decompose because it was just sitting there. Every day I passed by, it was decomposing. And then as soon as it was bones on the side of the road, a deer was hit like 2 miles up the road. And I noticed the very next day that there was a bunch of vultures eating that deer. And it came to my mind, vultures are eating this deer, but when that pig up the road died, nobody touched that. No vulture touched that pig. So do vultures don't eat pig either? Are they Islamic?
No, they're not.
They're not.
But
I
can't speak for what the vultures eat, but I'm pretty sure the vultures eat basically everything.
Yeah, and that was puzzling to me.
So maybe they did eat it, they just weren't eating it when you were there.
Now, if you could see it, I think that pig died of natural causes though, because it was basically laying on the side of the road, and every day it was changing. You could see when it actually blew up. And then you can see when it got really flat, which means that the maggots had ate it out, hollowed it out. And then,
so we know that maggots aren't Islam.
Yeah, they're not. Okay. They're probably Christians from America.
Probably. They are white.
And nasty.
All right. Anyway. The real feelings.
You know I love you, man. So we had all that, but factories, right? We have all these laws passing where they say that we shouldn't use plastic straws anymore. But BP is a BP Shell, and there's another company. That's three companies that produce 75% of our waste. So while they're focusing us on not using plastic straws or recycling, shouldn't we do something for them, or shouldn't we implement something for them? Like, in the future, when factories are coming up, they should have this much alternate energy versus this much traditional energy, and just start phasing that out.
So, I mean, from that standpoint, it's all about risk management, right?
Right.
So they do and they have in the past had regulations put on them by the government.
Right.
And they are not operating as if they can do whatever the hell they want to do.
Unless it's the Koch brothers. Koch brothers say that you should pay those fines because it's easier to pay the fines than it is to fix it.
Right. But there are still regulations that they have followed over the years.
Right, right.
We're not operating like countries in Eastern Russia or Eastern Europe, in Asia, in Africa. We're not operating like those gas companies are. There are regulations.
Wakanda's
not real, Holiday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I busted your bubble on that one.
But I gotta read that somewhere.
we're not operating like they are. We are following stricter regulations. Are they as strict as they could be? No, absolutely not. But they are much more stricter, and the United States is not one of the biggest problems to the global warming.
I think it's one of the biggest problems. I don't think it's the biggest problem.
It is one of the problems.
It's one of two, right?
It is one of the problems. The reason it's one of the problems is because we have the ability to do a lot of things here. We have a lot of factories. We're putting more smoke in the air than anybody else because we're making more things. We have more factories. We're doing all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And tons of different industries. So just because we have money to spend,
mm-hmm.
we've got jobs to give out, we are putting a lot of stuff up in the air. We are. Yeah. If there were no regulations, it'd be a lot worse. Yeah. But, you know, everything that we outsource to China, Japan, whatever, mostly China, they don't have regulations, and they're doing whatever the hell they want to. Dumping stuff into rivers and lakes and into oceans, and they're killing a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we are a big impact, but we're not as big of an impact as we could be. And again, going back to my original statement of is risk management, and the reason it's risk management is because we're getting something out of that. It's not like we're not getting anything and just letting them do whatever the hell they want to do, right?
We're
producing gasoline so mm-hmm. people can drive their cars, mow their grasses, use a weed eater, whatever the hell they're going to do with gasoline. If we weren't getting anything out mm-hmm. of it, if the American people weren't getting anything out of it, nobody... That wouldn't happen.
We would not let them do that. If we weren't making a whole bunch of money off of it. Then we wouldn't. But did you know that it's just straight risk management.
At the end of the day, that's what it is.
Produced more oil than any other company, period, last year? Counting the Middle East?
I don't keep up
through fracking.
You know,
I just heard that today. I was on my news spill today, working and listening to news. But yeah, that is crazy.
Fracking is effective, and fracking is almost required in a lot of places. It's not required in the Middle East.
Yeah, it's not required.
You just drill straight down
and
suck it out. So, but fracking is more effective than just drilling straight down and pulling it out of the ground.
Right.
So, Jesus. So yeah, they probably did, and I guarantee you that what we're doing in the long run is we're building up the reserves that we have, because when the reserves get tapped, gas is going to go through the roof. But I mean, overall gas prices have been down from what they normally have been in the past.
We're not going to argue about that because we have not that much time, but I said 235 earlier, right? There's been a few years since I've seen $1 and 70 something cents. It's been a few years.
It was probably George Bush time.
Nah. A little bit after that.
No.
But a little bit before Red Hat, White Lettuce. So, but yeah, I miss those days. But like I said on my other podcast, not affecting me much. I should have went out and voted. All right, you got anything you want to plug, man?
No, not at all.
Me neither, except for my website, our website, www.distractionnetwork.com. There you can follow us. You can follow what we do there. You can find these.
You can find my email there.
Email.
I don't do social media, but you can email me, d@distractionnetwork.com.
Okay. And you can find me on Twitter. It's Holiday4000. You can't follow my Instagram. Can't follow my Facebook. I mean, you can if you're good at hacking. But other than that, no. Can't find it. Follow everything that we do on Distraction Network. It helps us out. Until then, take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.